Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, a warm day greets us with clear skies in Tel Aviv and mild temperatures in Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze this morning. It's a delightful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S.-Iran war fears grow as fighting escalates around the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. strikes on Iran intensified after an Iranian attack on a container ship left one crew member missing, according to Ynet's report from earlier today. Also, the U.S. military has struck dozens of targets across Iran. For the first time, one-way attack sea drones participated in the operation, says JNS in their reporting from earlier this hour. Also this hour, U.S. CENTCOM has completed another round of strikes on Iran. Their aim is to degrade Iran's capacity to attack international shipping, reports I-24 News from earlier today. Separately, a researcher warns of Iran's preparations for further actions. Danny Citrinowitz expressed deep concern over satellite images, according to Walla just minutes ago. And finally, Jordan and Bahrain are feeling the pressure as missile attacks and maritime tensions rise. The collapse of a June ceasefire adds to the strain, reports the Jerusalem Post from a short time ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reports frustration in Gulf capitals after Iran's recent actions. Former Emirati MP Dra Balul expressed a deep mistrust in Iran, posting just minutes ago. Shanaka Anslim Pereira noted earlier today that only 6 ships were visible crossing the Strait of Hormuz on Sunday. This is a dramatic drop from the usual traffic before the conflict. Open source intel reports that Iran's foreign ministry has made its stance clear on the Strait of Hormuz. They insist it will not become a threat to their national security, in a post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with the intensifying conflict in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. strikes target Iranian positions after a container ship attack left a crew member missing. This escalation increases tensions in a vital global shipping lane with potential consequences for global oil markets. Turning to the U.S. military's recent operations, CENTCOM's use of one-way attack sea drones marks a new strategy against Iran, aiming to disrupt its ability to threaten international shipping. This shows a shift towards more technological warfare, as highlighted by JNS. Meanwhile, satellite imagery analyzed by Danny Citrinowitz reveals Iran's potential preparations for further military actions. While he warns of no desire from Iran to de-escalate, this raises alarms about future regional stability, as Walla reports. Finally, the collapse of the ceasefire places Jordan and Bahrain in a precarious position. This regional instability forces Gulf nations to reconsider their diplomatic and security strategies amidst growing tensions, as noted by the Jerusalem Post. On the economic front. First, the FIMI Fund has set a new Israeli record, raising $1.75 billion. This marks the largest fundraising ever for an Israeli investment fund, reports Israel Hayom Business earlier today. Separately, Rami Levy's CEO, Yafit Levy, highlights that the cost of living issues extend beyond groceries, pointing to housing prices and taxes. The chain's consistent profitability over 5 years underscores broader economic challenges, according to Walla Business. And finally, Wiz founder Asaf Rappaport is expanding his media ambitions with a $27 million deal in Israel's entertainment sector. This move will boost his digital media group's influence across major social media platforms, as reported by CTEC. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.